A party hoping to pick up Democratic seats in a red state can benefit if there's a strong Democrat at the top of the ticket. President Obama didn't win Texas in 2008, but he did drive some Democrats to the polls who may not have voted otherwise. And once there, many voted for Democrats running for other offices, so-called down-ballot positions. State Representative Democrat Pete Gallego of Alpine thinks Bill White would have the same power.
His ability, for example, to bring people out will help members of the legislature like Christy Tebow in Houston, who has a tough race. Plus, even places like East Texas, where Chuck Hobson just changed parties, thinking that he couldn't win as a Democrat. But I think had he waited a couple of weeks, Bill White would have changed that calculation significantly.
An entry by White could also energize Democrats at the top of the ticket. Rumors are swirling that White's switch to the governor's race will create a domino effect of better-known, better-funded Democrats jumping into other statewide races.
There's the makings of a quote-unquote, dream team too.
Democratic strategist Bob Mann is referring to the slate of Democrats that ran for statewide office in 2002, dubbed the dream team because of the money they raised and their perceived ability to win races, although none of those candidates actually won. Past defeats aside, having a de facto ticket in December would help Democrats avoid the same kind of bloody primary battles expected between Governor Rick Perry and Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison.
And so having a united ticket, not necessarily handpicked, but certainly urged by the party leadership, could be a very nice way to go.
Bill White isn't going to announce whether or not he'll run for governor until December 4th. By then, Democrats hope to have a long list of set candidates ready to run in some of the other statewide races. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.